comb your hair.
Or
brush your hair.
And something you put in a pistol is called a
bullet?
Or what's another name for that?
Shell?
Or for the whole thing, the whole, the what the bullet goes in and...
Oh, a revolver? I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear a cartridge?
Uh-huh. Cartridge.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
Strap. Razor strap.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Well, you sharpen them on a... Wet rock.
What about a big tool like an axe? Something
on a grindstone.
Okay.
We have one of them out there in our junk house.
Do you still use it? Or?
Yeah, my husband, yes, sir. If you want to sharpen the axe or the knife or his hatchet or things, you start on that grindstone.
Something that children would play on. You take a board and.
Seesaw.
You saw some children playing on that. You say they were doing what?
Seesaw.
Okay. And you could take a board and fix it down in the middle and it would spin around and around?
That was a merry-go-round.
Any old-fashioned names for that?
Well, I can't think of it right now. What did they call that thing?
Did you ever hear a riding horse or flying jenny?
Flying Jenny was the word I was looking for. Yeah, it was a flying Jenny when I was a little girl. But see, all of that has changed. They used a new name for it. And I raised my children up and sent them to school, and I just got used to seeing the things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you changed them to old.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, it seemed like a flying Jenny. I know, I couldn't think of flying Jenny.
Did you ever see someone take a board and fix it down at both ends, and children would get on the middle and jump up and down?
No, I don't remember that, honey.
Like juggling board, did you ever do that?
No, I don't remember a juggling board. We never had a juggling board.
What about tying a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it?
Well, that was a swing. That was just an old-fashioned swing.
If you wanted to move bricks or something heavy, something you could use to move them in. Has a little...
Wheelbarrow?
Did you ever hear that called a Georgia buggy?
Oh, yeah. I've heard it called a Georgia buggy.
Is there any difference?
I don't know. I really don't.
Check on the battery.
I don't know, honey. Is there any difference?
Some people say that Georgia buggy's two wheels. Some people...
A Georgia buggy's two wheels and the wheelbarrow. Well,
but
it may be. It may be. But we use the wheelbarrow.
Something. Well, what everybody drives nowadays.
Car.
Any other name for car?
Automobile.
And something was squeaking to lubricate it. You'd say you had to...
Oil it or lubricate it.
Or what do you do to a wagon wheel?
Grease it. Okay. Oh, grease it. Yeah, that's what our car needs now. Grease it.
You say yesterday he...
Greased the wagon.
And grease got all over your hands. You'd say your hands were all...
Black with axle grease.
Yeah, what? Felt all...
Slick.
Say greasy or
greasy
or greasy. And someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They said they were going to
launch it.
What different kinds of boats did people have?
Now I don't know too much about boats. They had canoes, skiffs, and ferry boats, but I don't know too much about boats.
They had ferry boats?
Oh yes, we used to have ferry boats, you know, to go across the rivers and places.
What were they?
A ferry boat was just a great big boat, and you'd drive your car, even down since we've had cars, you'd just drive your car down on the ferry boat and go across.
Inside.
And there was steamboats.
Uh-huh.
That was the word I was trying to think of, steamboat.
When did they quit having those?
Well, I don't know, honey. I don't really know.
Did